If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. You can find us on X at Real Golf. Follow along or download us where your favorite podcasts are found. Really great to have you with us and a good show for today. It's Olympics week on the professional golf circuit. Well, and some amateurs, I guess, that are in there competing. But yeah, really some interesting stuff going on in France. We'll talk about that and whether or not you're into it, or if not, why you're not into Olympic golf. Plus, we've got the PGA Tour and the FedEx Cup schedule resuming coming up next week. And then we're rolling into the playoffs and then the FedEx Fall, and we got President's Cup in there as well, so there's still a lot to get to. And the caddy posed an interesting question that we'll be talking about as well, Bob. It's a fantasy question, so if you like fantasy would you rathers, this one will be a good one for you. Would you rather win more majors than anyone, but you can only win majors?
Yes.
And how important are majors right now in the game as it pertains to rating or ranking someone's career? Is it too heavy? Is the major too heavy? Do you need the major for the validator, or is it the only thing? Like, if you need a five-time Tony Finau, we were at his foundation event this week, six-time winner out on the PGA Tour, right?
Yep.
No majors. Yep. Does he have to have that major to validate those six wins? Like, do you have to have that? Is a six-time PGA Tour winner not enough these days?
No, a win's a win on the PGA Tour, no doubt about it, because you're playing against the best players in the world and playing on the best tour in the world. But when you throw a major in there, a major championship, one of the Grand Slam events, it absolutely validates you as a player playing against all the best players in the world, and it's a different tier. Absolutely a different tier in the competition. So it doesn't validate the six, but it validates you as a player and your stance and history in the game.
But is it way too much? I mean, I'm going to start ripping names down. So. You know, Todd Hamilton, Paul Lowry, Sean McKeel.
Those are outliers.
Ben Curtis. I mean, there's a lot of players that have a major but don't have the same career that some of these guys that have clicked off a bunch of wins.
Right.
I don't know. We'll talk about that. There's just one of the topics. Love your thoughts at Real Golf on X. We'll talk about it next right here on Real Golf Radio.
School is almost here, and if there's two things I can count on, it's my kids needing new outfits because they grow like weeds, and Kohl's stocking their favorite styles. With the back-to-school customer appreciation event going on, I scored 30% off tees, jeans, sneakers, and more when I shopped with a Kohl's card. No card? No problem. Rewards members save 20%, and everyone else saves 15%, plus earn Kohl's cash. When it comes to back-to-school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends August 11th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it. Literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at lowes.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geofoam fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you right here on Real Golf Radio at Real Golf on X, or download us where your favorite podcasts are found. Flagship stations, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City, Utah. 25 years of talking golf with you, and we really appreciate you being here and for listening and tuning in, and send us your thoughts and comments as well. We got a good show for you. Patrick Manning, who is one of the partners with Reef Capital, putting on the Black Desert Championship and developing Black Desert as a resort. He's going to join us coming up later this hour and give us an update on ticket sales. So for those of you that are in the area that are interested in attending the first PGA Tour event in Utah in 60 years, the Black Desert Championship, October 7th through the 13th, we'll find out about how you can get those tickets, which are sure to sell out fast, and what hospitality tickets and opportunities are still available. So Patrick Manning, America's favorite caddy, is going to be stopping by as well. And you never know. We've got a couple other things out there in the hopper, so we'll see how it shakes out. But I wanted to get into this, Bob. We got to talk Olympics, of course, but we left off kind of arguing a little bit, and that's what we did over text. This is the great thing. You guys tune into the show for America's favorite caddy. He's a great guy. He is, and that's who he is. What you hear is who he is all the time. And he's really quite introspective. He'll come up with things and he'll just text us. We have our own little text thread that goes on. He refuses to be on social media. He's actually on social media as an observer, but he won't post anything because he doesn't want to say something that would be offensive to somebody or get canceled. He just doesn't want to worry about any of that. So he likes to share things with us. And then if he has anything to say, it usually comes on a text thread. So this text thread could be a book one day of little caddy quips. But the caddy threw something out to us a couple days ago, and he said, would you rather win 4 PGA Tour events and a major championship every year for the next 10 years, or win 2 majors each year for the next 10 years?
Okay.
For me, I was just straight up easy. I'm like, I'll take the first one. You're talking about,
you'll take 40 wins and 10 majors.
Well, it's 50 wins and 10 majors because it's a total of 50 wins, including 10 majors. So 40 and 10, 50 total
40
wins.
40 and 10, 50
so
total.
I'm like, yeah, I'll win 5 times a year, including a major for the next 10 years. I mean, let's go. And his response was, I responded first, and he, before you could even respond, he said, so you're passing up on being the GOAT.
Yeah.
which he was here referencing Jack Nicklaus with 18 major championships. And right. In this fantasy scenario, you would have 20 major wins.
Yes. But that's I took the 20.
So you're 100%, you're taking the 20.
Absolutely.
So you're right there, less wins than Rory, Norman.
Well, I've got lifetime 20 career. I've got lifetime career status on the PGA Tour. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I've got the most majors ever won in the game. And I probably got two or three career Grand Slams under my belt.
And you got to answer the same question every single week you go to tee it up. How is it that you've won 20 majors and you can't win another tour event?
So Brooks 2.0?
Yeah.
Well, Brooks has won five. So Brooks would not even be close to sniffing the best player of all time.
That's correct.
20 majors.
I'm not. That's not the point. The point was that he was, even after winning like two or three and hadn't won a tour event, he was getting asked that question. Where are you going to be at 20?
Where are you going to be at 20?
How are you going to answer that question? Okay, that aside,
they're going to be saluting you and saying you're the GOAT.
You're doing the bowing down motion. Okay.
Yeah.
So 50 wins with 10 majors.
40 with 10.
Yeah, but a total of
four wins
and a major. So five wins a year for 10 minutes. So you got 50. You're right behind your dad.
Yeah.
Putting you at eighth all time in wins on the PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. You're at 10 majors, so you're ahead of Gary Player and Ben Hogan, I think, at 9.
Yeah.
Or maybe Hogan was at 7. Gary and somebody I thought was at 9. So you're like, I get that you want to win majors. You're winning them. You're winning 10.
Yeah.
I mean, 40 and 10 for a total of 50. Like, that's a really fun. And you get to experience winning, holding the trophy, doing all that stuff five times a year instead of twice.
Yeah. Why do you think Tiger put Jack Nicklaus's picture up on the wall?
Well,
because he wanted to eclipse 18.
But there's a reason he didn't just play four events a year, because he also wanted
to. Of course.
I'm sure he had Sam Snead in mind.
You wouldn't be playing just four events a year.
Right. So you'd be losing.
You'd be using everything that you played during the year to get you in shape and ready to play in the majors.
You'd
win all the majors. You'd win 20 of them.
You'd win half of the majors every year.
Yeah. You'd win 20 of them.
Which would be ridiculous.
20 in 10 years? Unheard of.
Well, yeah. That's why this is a fantasy question.
Yeah.
I think the real question that comes from this, because this would be interesting. Let us know what you think. You taking at the end of a decade out there on tour, you taking 20 majors and no other wins, or a total of 50 wins, 10 of them being majors? What do you think? Let us know at Real Golf on X. The question that comes out of this fantasy conversation is how much weight is put on major championships? And I said, you know, Tony is an example. This is not a pick on Tony by any means. We just happened to be out at his foundation event at Oak Ridge Country Club, where the Korn Ferry Tour is playing this week at the Utah Championship. And, you know, he's got 6 wins on the PGA Tour and doesn't have a major. Like, to me, that's a way better career than Todd Hamilton, Ben Curtis.
Of course.
You know, I mean, we could go on, right? Sean McKeel.
Yeah.
Paul Lawrie. I mean, you start looking at some of these
Andy
guys.
Andy North.
So Andy North's an interesting one. Two majors, two U.S. Opens. I don't even know if he won another. I think the caddy said he thought he won one other tour event. I don't even know if he won one. But honestly, other than Andy North's ESPN stuff, does anyone ever talk about Andy North?
No.
But your dad has 51 wins and just one more major than Andy North. And obviously your dad gets brought up as one of the greats of all time.
Absolutely.
That's why I think you got to have, I don't know.
So if you're going through it over 10 years, that's one thing. But once those 10 years are up, you are the GOAT, man. They will be talking about you with everything in every conversation, because you have 20 majors under your belt.
And you don't think you'd be talking about the same way if you won
10
majors and 50 events?
Of course you would. I mean, take it. Case in point, my dad, 51-3. Okay. Billy Casper comes up, but Billy Casper doesn't come up on as much as 62 like Arnold, or 72 like Jack. Sam Snead doesn't even come up as much as Tiger Woods does with 82 and what, 15?
That's a little bit of relevancy, right? I mean, because
it's
Tiger's lately, and Sam Snead was a long time ago before we had all the internet and everything. Yeah, so I get it.
But when you've got 20, you've eclipsed Jack and Tiger, and you've got 20.
Okay.
And you're part of the club that only has 5 members of it right now, career Grand Slams.
But you could get the career Grand Slam with 10 majors too, right?
Sure you could. Sure you could.
Twice, effectively.
But if you got 20 of them, you're going to at least have one, if not two.
So, but back to my point. Is too much emphasis put on majors when you rate somebody's career? Like, at what point in time do you look at somebody and be like, yeah, that guy's a, you know, an amazing career, but he never, I mean, I think with Mike Weir, who's the International President's Cup captain this year, I think 9 wins on the PGA Tour, 8 or 9 wins on the PGA Tour, but he's got the 2003 Masters. See, to me, that's like next
that's
level.
A great career.
Because he's got the multiple wins plus the green jacket to go with it.
Yeah.
And I don't think Mike needs anything else to validate an unbelievable career. Greatest Canadian player of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the
but
best
Brooks
players.
Koepka. Okay, Brooks Koepka, he's won like 8 times, but he's got 5 majors, okay? You have to have a certain number, what, 10 victories and maybe a major to get into the World Golf Hall of Fame? Guess what? Koepka's going to get in with 8 and 5 if he didn't do anything else the rest of his career.
Really?
Yep, absolutely.
Interesting. 8 and 5's enough.
Yep.
Okay.
I think so.
So what I'm hearing from you is you don't put too much emphasis, that we don't put too much emphasis on majors right now. All right. Let us know what you think at Real Golf on X. Give us a shout there. We'll talk about it as we continue right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us here. Black Desert Resort sponsoring this segment. You can go to blackdesertresort.com to find out about this new all-inclusive resort down in southern Utah, featuring a Tom Weiskopf Championship design golf course. There's a resort center hotel. There's several restaurants on the property, including a signature steakhouse, which is going to be unreal. Water park, pickleball facility, shopping and dining, cats and dogs living together. No, that's a different one. It is going to be fantastic. Check it out at blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available. And if you're interested in the PGA Tour event, we'll find out more about that from Patrick Manning coming up. But you can go to blackdesertevents.com and sign up to. They're going to have one day where you can get the sneak preview purchase of the tickets, and then general public sales go on. But if you want that sneak preview, go on to blackdesertevents.com and sign up now. You'll get the note and the email to be able to log in and buy your tickets.
Wow.
The day before they go on sale to everybody else. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. And there's still some hospitality stuff available. I was down there last week, and they're building the structures that you'll be able to, you know, utilize in the hospitality. They're amazing. It's going to be such a great experience down there.
Awesome.
Check it out. October 7th through the 13th, blackdesertevents.com. Really interesting conversation, Bob, about majors. So I left off saying you don't think we place too much emphasis on major championship golf. My only concern somewhat is that there's just the four majors a year. And so like Rory right now, I mean, Rory's like hanging his head, you know? I mean, Rory's like, oh, another awful year because I didn't win a major for the first time in 10 years.
Hasn't got a career Grand Slam yet.
I mean, that's no shame.
No,
as you pointed out,
four majors.
What do we have? Five players that have done that in all-time history, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's not, right? Jordan Spieth didn't win a major this year.
Hasn't won one yet.
Hasn't won the career Grand Slam, but he's got a PGA to go. You know, so there's, like, I just don't know if there's so much emphasis made on major championship golf that it diminishes the accomplishments of players throughout the rest of the season.
Absolutely not.
Well, I think so a little bit, Bob. I mean, you're talking about giving up. Your choice was to give up 30 PGA Tour wins to have double the majors. You'd rather have 10 more majors than 30 more tour wins, and I think that does diminish it a little bit. I think, but I don't necessarily saying you're right or wrong. I'm concerned a little bit about what that major emphasis does for the rest of the PGA Tour schedule.
Well, okay. So let's just put it this way. After 10 years, okay, you're going to have 50 wins and 10 majors, okay, which is like unheard of and will never, ever be done.
Never, ever be done.
I don't think it'll be done in today's game.
Oh, I think it'll be done. It'll get done.
No.
Yeah, it'll get done.
But if you're able to hang your hat on 20 major championships wins, okay, nobody will ever do that, and you will be the GOAT. You are the GOAT. Absolutely. Okay. And then all the stuff that comes along with it, with Grand Slams and all that kind of stuff. Period.
Okay. No, I hear what you're saying. I'm just going, again, I'm just trying to keep it back to this whole emphasis on major championships. So anyway, we'll get some thoughts
and
from the
camp. And it's a category where you will be the best at. You will be the best. No holds barred. If you get to 20,
you're the best. You're the best major.
You will be
championship
the best. Champion. You will be.
You're the best major champion of all time. That's what it
yeah.
is. Okay.
Where 50 is there's people that are still ahead of you.
Yeah. Not very many. We'll talk to the caddy about that coming up on the back nine. We'll get his take on it. All right. So the Olympics, Bob. We teased it at the very top. I guess what's your interest level? I look at the Olympics. I've generally been a big fan of the Olympics. I like the patriotism and the national pride of, you know, rooting for those in your country. For me, it's red, white, and blue. And yet, I find myself, I find myself a little weary of this distressed political landscape that we have.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't seem, it makes it harder, I guess I should say, to just freely express national pride. Because you almost, it just feels like there's so much scrutiny about anything that is done. Right. So that's weighed on me. That's just my own personal thing. But generally speaking, I love the Olympics. The stuff with Simone Biles that we're watching, it's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, gymnastics and swimming, I'll be honest, the dream team when I was in, I came out when I was in high school, senior in high school, first dream team. Man, that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Since that time, I'm not sure I've been mostly because they just rip through and beat everybody without any much kind of a contest. Well, it's much more competitive now. The international players that all typically play in the NBA, they put up really good fights, you know, and it's not a foregone conclusion that Team USA was going to win every single game.
Right.
That said, as much as I love basketball, it's probably not my favorite thing to watch in the Olympics. And now golf. I love golf. That's obviously, we've been doing this show for 25 years. There was a reason, because I have a love of the game. It's exciting that golf's included in the Olympics. I don't sense the same excitement around the Olympic golf as I do, going back to this last conversation, when we go to a major championship.
I agree.
Players, I know they held those little signs up and they said their goals were gold, right? Their mm-hmm. their goals for the week were gold, except for Scottie Scheffler, the number one player in the world, and his goal for the week was to have fun. That's never going to be the case at the Masters. You will have fun because it's the Masters, but you're there to win a green jacket. Everybody's goal would be a green jacket, right?
Yep.
Same thing. Wanamaker Trophy, Claret Jug.
Claret Jug.
You know, U.S. Yep. Open, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like these players are almost there out of obligation, but not necessarily thrilled to be there. And it makes me not as excited to want to watch it. That's where I'm at. Help me out. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me whatever. Tell me why I should be excited, but I'm just struggling to have excitement around Olympic golf.
Well, you know, it's interesting that, you know, it seems like it's another week. Just another golf tournament. It doesn't have any excitement to it like you would see in relays and swimming and individuals in swimming, team gold in gymnastics, individual apparatus, best, you know, that kind of thing. Golf is just 72 holes and you crown a champion, gold, silver, and bronze. So I think some things need to be done to shake this up a little bit to make it a little bit more exciting. Okay. When you've got team, play as a team and limit it to however many players. If there's only going to be two per team, which you're allowed to have four if they're all inside the top 10, if it's only going to be two per team, then just make it two per team, period, as far as golf is concerned. And then do it not only as a team with the guys, do it as a team with a guy and a girl on each team, and then also do it individually. So you've got three different ways, just like you would have in swimming or any of the other sports, and, you know, sprinting and track and field and all that kind of stuff. And then I think it would be more compelling, because then you've got a lot more mixed into it, and it would be really fun to see how it all shakes out, which they are talking about and thinking about doing in 2028 in Los Angeles.
That's interesting. So under your thought here, you would have, do you have an individual contest? That's one of the contests.
Yes, which is one of them.
Okay, then you would have other formats that would compete along with it, like best ball, like team best ball, or what, team combined score?
Team best ball or combined score. It could be a 36-hole whatever.
Do you shake it down to matches where you go to match play situation, or do you think that's just too much?
No, I think that's too much. I think you do an aggregate, a combined of total score, or you do a like you said, a best ball, maybe a best ball one day and an alternate shot the next day, something like that.
So given their rankings, do they qualify to play in the individual? Like, let's say the top two Americans are in for the individual. The third and fourth ranked Americans, for instance, they have
playing the individual stuff. Yeah.
Well, or they play in, maybe they have the option to play in the mixed doubles.
Correct.
If you're going to use tennis terms, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you'd have.
And then you combine with the ladies.
Right. So in the, like, I think I read somebody had thrown out there, it'd be cool if Bryson DeChambeau and.
That's another topic too.
One other American LPGA tour player were out there representing the U.S. in the mixed four ball event, for instance.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can see that because one of the comments that Xander made, and by the way, Xander's not for playing more golf. I mean, if you've listened to his comments,
a lot of these guys aren't for playing more golf.
Right. They don't want to play more golf. If you listen to the Ryder Cup, you listen to his comments at the Olympics, like part of changing any of this was, well, it would require us to play more golf. And I don't think he'd lose some guys. I think that was the comment. Right. Well, I'm partly with you on that also, but at the same time, it's obviously a real thing or it wouldn't keep getting brought up. So I think what you do is if you were going to have that, it would involve more players.
Yeah.
Which you and I, our good friend, you know, Dr. Hoops, his son, Patrick Hoops, who's in the Air Force Academy, one of the top male gymnasts in the country, missed out on representing Team USA in the pommel horse by 0.001 points.
Yep. Yep.
So, and he's a specialist. And so I think you could have the same kind of thing. If he were to have gone out, he would have only done pommel. He wouldn't have actually been doing the all around and that kind of stuff, but he would have helped his team that way. So you could bring on another player that would specialize with the mixed four ball, for instance.
Correct.
And those two and their contribution would then go to the overall team. And then depending on how you finished in singles, individual, right? Double, you know, four ball, all that kind of stuff. You kind of put it all together for an overall champ. Is that what I'm hearing you say? So it involves more players if they want?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Is that
and then that way you'd spread it out a little bit as far as the amount of golf that guys were playing and but it would be really cool to see a guy win two or three gold medals at one.
Yeah, they'd be a part of it. But what you're saying is you don't need Scottie Scheffler to go there and play like 90 holes
unless he wanted to
because he'd be representing both or whatever. Yeah,
well, case in point, Simone Biles, she does the team. She does the all-around, and she does the individual apparatus. So she has a chance to win gold, and then each individual apparatus, that's another four, so she competes in all those. She has a chance to win six gold medals.
So you're saying an American golfer could have that same opportunity?
He could still have that same opportunity.
He or she. Yeah, all right. Yep. Interesting. Good conversation. Let us know what you think at Real Golf on X. Stay tuned. We'll continue the show next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI-1 are so dramatic. Not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI-1 putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to MountainlandTruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. And we're excited to welcome in our next guest. He's the managing partner down at Black Desert Resort, part of Reef Capital Partners, Patrick Manning, joining us right now. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Good, Brian. How are you guys doing?
We're great. We appreciate you carving out a few minutes. I know you're super busy. It's pretty funny. You know, every time I talk Black Desert with somebody, the first thing everybody wants to say is, are you going to be done in time? Are you going to be ready in time? That PGA Tour has got everybody's attention.
Yeah, I probably get that question 50 times a day. And I put on a good face and I say, yeah, of course we'll be ready. And, you know, there's a little bit of stress around it, but I'm telling you right now, we will be ready.
So the golf course has been open now for over a year. The Resort Center Hotel, had a chance to tour a client through there just recently. It looks amazing. Just kind of give an update on the status of the resort, what it looks like right now, and what it'll look like in just under 2 months when the tour arrives.
Yeah, so you can see that we're, you know, 90% done on a handful of restaurants and the convention center and a couple hundred, 300 hotel rooms and spa and fitness. But all of those things will be ready for the tour. And then a couple months later, we'll have, the spa may not be done. You know, that one's just a little bit behind, but a couple months later, we'll have another restaurant or two and another 100 rooms will be open. By the time the LPG rolls around this spring, you know, we'll be looking really, really, really good on probably 500 to 700 rooms open, five restaurants. We just opened our second restaurant yesterday, the Oasis. That's rave reviews. So things are coming to online really, really fast. But Bill, this is a 4 or 5 year process too of building out the entirety of Black Desert. So there's a lot of work to do after the PGA Tour, not just a lot of work to do before the PGA Tour.
No doubt.
You know, Brian, you just said 2 months, and just under 2 months. I'm looking at the ticker online, and it says 68 days, 16 hours, and 50 minutes.
But who's counting?
To be exact. But who's counting? So tell us a little bit about the golf tournament and passes for people that want to go see it, and when people can get online or whatever to buy.
Yeah, I'm urging people, anybody listening that's planning to come down and come to this thing, which is going to be, it's going to be epic. We're going to do things that have never been done before, but you'll come see what those things are. I urge you to go to blackdesertevents.com. and pre-register. If everyone who's pre-registered, and we already have almost 20,000 people that have come through the website, everybody that pre-registers will have a 24-hour jump on the public. We're going to go public on sale at blackdesertevents.com on August 7th, but on August 6th, everyone who's pre-registered can get in first.
So you get a little bit of a head start. This is your chance to pick up your tickets before they go on sale to the general public is what you're saying.
That's right. Yeah. And we wanted to be able to give them a few days, not just one, but it just didn't work out that way with how we were able to, I mean, we're just, there's so much happening at once that all we can unfortunately do is give a 24-hour advance sale.
Okay, so blackdesertevents.com, register. So that's your grounds and daily passes. What about some of the hospitality and VIP experiences? That are any of those still available?
Yeah, so we haven't really, we've just done some internal selling of hospitality tickets with our sponsors and things like that. We're going on sale with both weekly or for the whole tournament week and daily hospitality on August 7th as well. And I mean, the structures that are going to go up, the experience that you're going to have, both from a general admission. Now, general admission is going to have fan decks on 7th green, 15 nice. T, 15 green. And then we have a fan village up on the Mesa between 10, 16, 17, 18. But for the people with the hospitality tickets, we have a four-story structure that sits between the 16th and 17th green. And you can watch that short par 3, 17, from inside that structure. And that's all food and beverage included. Same thing, we have hospitality on the finishing hole, 18, three stories, the Champions Club. Again, all food and beverage included. And all of that can be bought either by the week or daily on August 7th or 6th if you pre-register.
And I assume sponsorship opportunities are still available?
There's a few. We've done really well. So there's a lot of enthusiasm across the state. And there's still a couple of sponsorship opportunities available, you know, to get your company or your cause seen at the tournament.
Yeah, that's cool. Patrick Manning with Reef Capital and managing partner of Black Desert joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Of course, this historic return of the PGA Tour to Utah after 60 years. And of course, on a brand new golf course, a brand new resort there in Ivins, Utah, in the greater St. George, greater Zion area. Patrick, I mean, your thoughts as you and as we kind of are in the home stretch, you know, the world will be watching, right? This little thing will be broadcast on television, the views and the experience that people are going to have. What do you anticipate and how would you kind of explain or express the experience that Black Desert is going to offer the public and the PGA Tour players over the coming months?
Well, the PGA Tour players are going to have an experience that they have never had before, ever, on the PGA Tour. We are going to be the only spot that not only can handle the entire PGA tournament and all that comes with it, media broadcasts. We have to provide schools and daycare for the players, but every single thing that happens at a PGA tournament, they have to do satellite offices across town, and we're going to be able to handle everything on site. But the players are going to be especially, I think, surprised that we will be the only stop that when they go outside the ropes, they can have all the privacy they want. They'll have their own buildings that they can stay in for accommodations. Those buildings, they can walk into the locker rooms without public interface. They'll have their own 14,000 square foot restaurant that's player only dining. They'll be able to get the fitness center and all of that without interfacing with the public. And so a lot of these players, as you know, Brian, and they like to interface with the public, and they like to get outside the ropes and rub elbows. Some don't. So we're giving these players an experience that they get to choose, the experience that they get, and they've never had that at any stop ever.
I love that. And sorry, Bob, go ahead.
I was going to say you talked about the public and you've talked about the tickets and that kind of thing and how many people you've already got pre-registered and everything. What are you expecting as far as daily, the amount of people that are going to be at the golf course and at the tournament?
Well, unfortunately, I believe we'll be turning people away, which really doesn't feel good at all because there's a lot of enthusiasm. We think we're going to probably limit daily entry into the tournament at 10,000. And so when you talk about a whole week, we're probably going to get to about 50,000. But yeah, we just want to give a great fan experience, a great golfer experience. And we feel like if we don't want to jam people in there and they don't have the best experience. So I think we want to limit it.
Okay, so again, what I'm hearing is there's limited opportunity. You can pre-register to at blackdesertevents.com for your chance to buy your tickets, whether it's the VIP or grounds. Go to blackdesertevents.com. All the details are there if you pre-register. Best chance to get those limited amount of tickets. Patrick, thanks so much for giving us an update. Good to catch up with you, and we're excited to touch base with you over the coming weeks as we prepare for the PGA Tour's return.
Awesome. Great hearing from you, Bob and Brian, and talk to you soon.
You got it. Patrick Manning's managing partner at Black Desert Resort. And again, blackdesertevent.com for all of the details on the tickets. And they'll go on sale August 6th for the pre and August 7th for the public. So register today at blackdesertevents.com. Well, that was cool catching up with Patrick Manning. Appreciate him sharing some thoughts and updates on that. I spent some time the other night with some of the guys down at Riverside Country Club, which is a great club here in the Provo area. And all the guys wanted to know, same as what we were just talking to Patrick. Hey, how much is this thing going to be done by the PGA Tour? Well, what I can tell you is it's as Patrick said, it's not all going to be done. There's a lot of stuff to do even after the tour event.
Right.
And but it's pretty cool. One of the guys came up and said, I've been following what you guys are doing. And to see the amount of marketing and what you're doing with this is so cool, and just hope it succeeds with Utah and everything. And then the next question, Bob, they always want to ask is, who's committed? And I'm like, yeah. Look, it's a FedEx Fall Series event. Guys are still grinding regular season, trying to make playoffs. Still lots to be decided as to what your schedule is going to be like come October. So,
yeah.
It's hard,
and you're still trying to get the top 120. You're still trying to get inside the top 125.
Yeah,
so you have a place to play without going down to the Corn Ferry.
That absolutely. Which, by the way, it's great to have the Corn Ferry in yeah. town this week and watching those. Let me tell you what is in my limited observation of what I saw this week at Corn Ferry, which is what you'd see every week. These guys are really good, and you wonder to yourself, how is it that they're not playing on the regular tour? And then it just reaffirms how difficult it is. Bob, you could speak to this. You were a professional for a couple decades. Like, it's brutal. It's a brutal, challenging thing to get out on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, you know what's really hard is, you know, you play all you can. You go to Asia. You go to a lot of different places around the world to play. Then you play all the mini tours that you can. And that requires going to Florida, taking your family back east. You know, playing everything you can. Maybe you play up in Canada on the Canadian tour. Maybe you play all the state opens that you can possibly play, you know, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, especially out in the West, Texas, New Mexico, every place you can possibly play. And then you go to tour school. And if you just happen to have a little bit of an off week, guess what? You get to start all over again and try again. It's just
the
difficult.
Next year.
It's really, really difficult. I've told the story. I got through first stage of tour school at second stage of tour school, and I three putted three out of my last four holes to miss by a shot. And I went out into my garage and snapped my putter over my knee after I got home.
Wait. You three putted your last four holes?
Three of the last four.
To miss it by a shot. Oh, I don't know if I ever knew that. I knew you missed it by a shot. But three-putting three of the last four? Let me ask you that. How many three-putts did you have prior to that?
I probably maybe have only had one. Yeah.
So let me ask you that. I don't mean to bring up wounds. This is probably something that's got a lot of...
You're stirring the pot, aren't you?
You've got some scar tissue on this, I'm sure. But so when you three-putted, what were you feeling... And how did you react that caused the three putt? Are you talking about leaving putt short?
Just like anybody feels when they're in a situation where they don't feel like they have control. I remember another time I was at tour school in Phoenix, and I had played really well the first 3 days, and I think I was one shot outside of the cut line going to the last round, and it's like I couldn't feel a thing. My body was totally different, and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. I think I shot six over par. Didn't even come close to making it. Ugh. And it's just difficult, man.
So
it's difficult.
Sorry, I don't mean to drill. I want to drill that. Like, were you, do you remember, did you hit your putts too hard so that you left yourself with a long comebacker? Were you coming up short? Were you just missing bunnies? What on those last three of those last four holes? Do you remember?
It was, I think if I remember correctly, I had one that was long and a couple that were short and missed like 3 or 4 footers.
So you did have the short little 3-4 footer,
absolutely.
Little testers that just, mm-hmm. you got a little nervy.
Yep.
Oh man.
That's what it is. You don't feel your arms. You don't feel your hands. Your body's like not synced up. Your mind's not synced up. It's out of body experience. That's for sure.
So it kind of, I read some comments this week it was on social, and somebody had made a comment that they were out last week at the 3M and they were volunteering and they'd had a negative interaction with one of their favorite players as a volunteer or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get into the details and he goes, look, he might've just been having a bad day. I don't know. And whatever. But I think about that so often. In order to perform under those kind of conditions, some people just have to almost numb out.
Yeah.
And when you get in that kind of a stage, you sort of have to become unaware of your surroundings, because if you're aware of your surroundings, it starts to create or increase the magnitude of what you're actually doing. And so in order to play your best, you kind of have to cocoon it a little bit and sort of block everything out. Well, when you do that, now people come up and say, this is the one time I got to see Bob Casper and he wouldn't even wave to me. I yelled at him and, you know, or something. That guy, he's not what I thought or what have you, right?
And so, that's the way my dad used to be. When my dad got on the golf course and he was in contention and had a chance to win, it was almost like he went through a self-hypnotic state and nothing or nobody he allowed to get in.
I'm fascinated by that whole thing and how it, especially in golf, it manifests itself. We'll talk more about it on the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. We also have America's favorite caddy stopping by. I can't wait for that. Stay tuned. More of the show coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders. At the Paris Olympics on Wednesday, the United States men's basketball team beat South Sudan 103-86 in Group C. The Americans improved to 2-0. They're the favorite to win the gold. Bam Adebayo led the U.S. with 18 points, 7 rebounds. Devin Booker chipped in with 6 assists. The U.S. shot 52.9% from the field and hit just over 43% of their three-pointers. They win all but seals Team USA's spot in the knockout stage of the Olympic tournament. South Sudan needs to win in their group stage finale against Serbia to move on to the knockout round. The U.S. men take on Puerto Rico Saturday morning. Women's basketball, back at it today. They'll take on Belgium in Group C. Katie Ledecky won the 8th Olympic gold medal of her career with a runaway win in the 1,500-meter freestyle Wednesday. Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Sports in 60. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Brought to you by Innovative Wellness Dot Center in Iowa. Their athletic supplement packs now available. Check them out. Omega-3s, other nutrients that you do not get from your food consumption. Innovative Wellness Dot Center. Look out, here come the New York Yankees. The Pinstripers have found fire with an acquisition of Jazz Chisholm Jr. from, of all places, the Miami Marlins. 4 home runs in 3 games, never done by Ruth, Berra, Mantle, Gehrig, any of the great sluggers, Judge, in Yankee history, none of them 4 home runs in his first 3 games in the Pinstripes. Meantime, the sweep of the Boston Red Sox, the sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Yankees now 20-plus games over 500. They come home to a friendly schedule against the Toronto Blue Jays. Sports in 60. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It starts right after Memorial Day. The tingle in your stomach. As you walk into the bookstore, the supermarket, or pharmacy, there they are displayed, right next to the Men's Health magazine and a few down from Cosmo, the Athlon, College, and Pro Football Preview magazines, along with 5 or 6 other football guides geared to the football fanatic, the fantasy team owner, or the football pool lover. Like the swamp maple tree that has the premature red leaves, these are the early signs football is getting closer, but we still have a ways to go. And that's where we are now. The preseason kicks off in earnest over the next week, starting with the Hall of Fame game. And over the next week on high school multi-purpose fields, outfield fences will be disassembled in favor of goalposts. With just 17 regular season games in a season, every NFL weekend is an event. And that's why all of us crave the sport and why football in America is king. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders. The NFL preseason officially kicks off tonight in Canton, Ohio. It's the annual Hall of Fame game. Tonight it'll be the Houston Texans and Chicago Bears squaring off. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus said on Tuesday that top overall draft pick Caleb Williams won't play in the game. His first chance to suit up could come on August the 10th when the Bears face the Bills on the road in their next preseason game. Around the league, Rams left guard Jonah Jackson is expected to miss the preseason because of a bruised left scapula. The team said Wednesday Jackson has a shoulder injury in his day-to-day. Broncos offensive tackle Quinn Bailey fractured his ankle at practice. He left Wednesday's workout in an ambulance and is expected to have surgery in the coming days. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony is Saturday. Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, and Steve McMichael among those to be honored. Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.center.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. America's favorite caddy is going to join us coming up just momentarily.
Yeah.
Try to get a little extended edition with the caddy as we do. You know, this is an interesting week. Sure, you got Olympics going on, but not a lot else is going on in the game of golf. Except right here in our home state of Utah, where we're hosting Korn Ferry, Utah Championship going on this weekend. Watch some of these great young pros go out and battle Oak Ridge Country Club. Talking to a few of them this week during the Monday Pro-Am. They love coming here. The elevation, you know, the golf course is perfect. They tear it up, man. You got to go low. This is about going low. And these guys love it out on the Korn Ferry. And they know how to do it on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Yeah, and the Korn Ferry Tour is kind of what they're trying to do is design the courses and design the guys to understand that once they get on the PGA Tour, they can take it deep. And so you get into that mindset, you get into that frame of being able to go low, and it only helps you when you get to the next level.
Bob, as a former professional golfer, mm-hmm. why is it so hard for amateurs to accept that they can make birdies? And you mentioned that it's okay for the pros when they get there to go low. How about the famous, oh, I birdied the first hole curse, now I'm not going to birdie another one, which I don't believe in curses, by the way. Or all of a sudden I find myself under par for the first time through a few holes, and you just panic and proceed to make a few bogeys, so you get in more of a comfort zone. What is it about that, and why does that happen, and how do you get over that mentally?
You just haven't done it enough. So you start to feel uneasy, and you start to think that, like you said, get into your comfort zone. And, and when you've done it enough, or when you continue to do enough, that just breeds more feeling good about what you're doing and your ability to hit shots, your ability to make putts, and you forget about score and you just add them up at the end of the round.
I was playing this last weekend and I literally said to myself, cause I kind of had it going, you know what, this is going to be three birdies in a row or whatever. And as I'm standing over that putt, a lot of times that would make me nervous or start to like feel heavy on the moment. And I just said, I kept telling myself internally, you know, it's okay to make this putt. It's okay. Isn't that funny? Like you just have to get to that point where you get out of your own way. I think Bagger Vance said that, right? You just got to get out your own way. And yeah, it's okay. It's okay to go ahead and
enjoy
roll them
the process.
In. That's what they do. Anyway, stay tuned. Coming up next, America's favorite caddy stops by right here on Real Golf Radio.
School is almost here, and if there's two things I can count on, it's my kids needing new outfits because they grow like weeds, and Kohl's stocking their favorite styles. With the Back to School Customer Appreciation event going on, I scored 30% off tees, jeans, sneakers, and more when I shopped with a Kohl's card. No card? No problem. Rewards members save 20%, and everyone else saves 15%, plus earn Kohl's cash. When it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends August 11th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it. Literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geofoam form fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you, and it's time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Maybe. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the caddy joins us weekly here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, what is up?
Lazy summer day.
It is that time of year, isn't it?
Well, unless you're an Olympian, then you got things to do.
That's right. Yep. Hey, what's your, talking about this with Bob, what's your interest level in Olympic golf when you consider all the other sports that you grew up being excited to watch in the Olympics?
I unfortunately just, I don't get totally enthused. It doesn't, I wish it meant more to me, the Olympic
golf.
That's
where I'm at. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Maybe it's because there's no tradition of it. I think the Olympics is, if you're a track and field guy or skier, it's crazy. Swimmer, it's like the thing, right? It's everything.
Well, this is even better, Caddy. Even if you're not, when the Olympics come around, you are. Like, suddenly you're like, oh, yeah, I'm in on this decathlon. I got to watch this thing. Or, you know, I'm all in on this freestyle swim relay when you literally never watch swimming for another 4 years. But when that comes around, Gymnastics, same thing. You're watching floor routines. You're not watching floor routines on a regular basis. Maybe if you are, that's fine. I'm not, but a lot of times it's like, it's the Olympics and I'm all in. Maybe it's because I watch golf all the time that it doesn't feel new and unique to me, but I was having the same issue when I was talking to Bob earlier about this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get that. I don't even get that psyched up about the basketball either. And that's a much bigger deal, right? Because that's got history. We haven't won it all the time, even with the professionals. But it's not like the hockey. It's not like, I mean, how about the dude with the glasses on the pommel horse? I mean, how cool is that, right?
Takes him off.
I mean, that guy's a real-life Clark Kent Superman, like real life. It's a cartoon character. And then you've got Katie Ledecky, who can get out of the pool after winning the 1500 and dry off before the second place finisher comes in. That's impressive. I mean, wow.
That's the 1500. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how can she, and then you know, how can phenomenal. You not? I think we have the greatest sports photograph in history was taken the other day in Tahiti where they're surfing. Did you see it?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. The guy just standing, like, suspended in midair. Yeah.
Bob, you're not going to believe this photo when you see it. It's got to be the number one sports photo. It's up there with putting the flag up at Iwo Jima. That's all I'm saying. It's that
interesting.
Good. That good a photo.
And how about that? Surfing. Oh, but we're not going to do that in Paris because there's no place to surf in Paris. But we're going to go to Tahiti, which is...
It's just French adjacent also. To, isn't it just adjacent to Paris?
No.
The commute. I mean,
it's right off the coast.
Think about the commute for the surfers, right? I mean,
do they make the opening and closing ceremonies?
Oh, let's not even go there. I mean, I'm not letting
you know, Caddy, I think one of the things is that the Olympics is not the pinnacle of the sports of golf. You know, we've got all the majors, all that kind of thing. It's not the pinnacle of golf.
It's not even the
just
Ryder
like
Cup.
It's not the pinnacle of, you know, basketball or tennis or whatever. It's not up there. But gymnastics, absolute pinnacle. Swimming, absolute. So I think that's kind of why we kind of look at it this way.
No doubt. It's the coolest thing in the world to have an Olympic gold medal. I mean, Justin Rose, you asked Justin Rose, do you want to win the Ryder Cup or get your Olympic gold? I bet he'd have trouble with that one, even as much as he loves the Ryder Cup and all the Euros live for it, basically. Having that Olympic gold would be pretty cool. But besides that, it's just, no, it's not the same. It's a cool competition to be in, but it's not. Yeah, it's not all that in golf, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's funny that you brought basketball up. That was the same thing I brought up to Bob. Yeah, you and I are kind of on one accord with this one, but nevertheless, I'm glad it's included. I hope the folks that are participating appreciate the opportunity and rise to the occasion and it ends up in a terrific finish. I mean, that's what you could hope for, right?
Yeah.
So, yep. Yeah, good stuff. Caddy, you got us talking the other day on our text thread, and we decided to open the show with your hypothetical, this fantasy would you rather, and it went like this. Would you rather win 4 events and a major championship for the next 10 years for a total of 50 wins with 10 majors, or 2 majors a year for the next 10 years, or a total of 20 major championships? And it was an interesting discussion from a fantasy standpoint. I took the first one. I'd rather be the 50 and 10 guy. Bob's 100%. I think you are as well on 20 and 0. But what spurred that on? I'm just out of curiosity. What was the impetus behind sending that out?
A guy came on Instagram and said, "Would Xander Schauffele trade places with Scottie Scheffler this season?" And all of a sudden it was like, there's no way Xander would trade places with Scottie. Not with, right? I mean, it's kind of like, when you say it that way, I wouldn't trade places with Scottie this year as far as the wins and the, I mean, two majors, right? There's no way I'm giving that up. So that's because I was thinking, oh, Scottie Scheffler's player of the year right now, unless Xander does. If Xander knocks off another one, then Xander's probably player of the year. But Scottie's got it with his five wins in the Masters, beats two. Does Shoffley have another win? He does, doesn't he?
I think he says
I don't think so. He's only got those two.
Yeah.
Just the two majors. Well, but I mean, think about that. So Scottie's got six wins, and there's a pretty legit argument that who's the player of the year right now. That tells you how big a deal the majors are. So it was just another way of kind of opening your eyes as to, would you trade if you were Scottie right now? Would you trade the British Open trophy and the PGA trophy for one Masters and five others? And I'm like,
I would say he would.
Really? I don't think so. I would
say he would, because he'd only be one away from a career Grand Slam.
Bob's saying he thinks Scheffler would trade Xander.
No, Xander, I think Xander wouldn't trade for Scheffler's year. And I think Scheffler might trade for Xander's year.
So,
but I think if I'm Xander, I'm not trading those two majors for.
No, not at all. Not at all.
No. So it's an interesting argument, right? I mean, there's lots of opinions on this. I asked the guy I caddied for, won a lot of events, and I asked him very direct question. I said, he won one big one, one pretty big one. And I said, how many of your regular wins would you trade for that one? And he goes, none. A win's a win for me. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. He didn't put that much more emphasis on this big one.
Yeah, but is that a mental or emotional compensation?
It's definitely an emotional decision.
No, compensation. Like he came off of that really quick because that's how you deal with not having gotten a major.
No, I don't know. I mean, anyway, it was interesting to hear, because I thought, gosh, if you want a major, wouldn't you trade two or three wins for a major or something? I mean, you'd have to, right? But
yeah,
everybody's got different opinions on this. There's no, all I know is this 30 years from now, if you're the guy with 20 majors and you're the guy with 10 majors and 50 wins, we're talking about the guy with 20 majors.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I told Brian. Yeah, exactly what I told him.
All right. I hear what you're saying. Hey, listen, we got to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to continue this. I got more to say on this. This is the Caddy, Brian and Bob, with you right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob continuing now with America's favorite caddy and this subject around how weighty are majors when you evaluate a career and how many PGA Tour wins might you give up for a major championship is really interesting. Let's take the real point of this conversation, because the fantasy question's fun, but the real point is how much emphasis and is it too much that are made on winning major championships in the game of golf?
Well, I thought my little math test was cool, right? It's like, okay, Andy North versus Davis Love, Jim Furyk, and Fred Couples. Andy North, 2 majors, 1 win. Does anybody rank him above those 3 guys? Anyone in career?
Not even close.
Not even close. It's the other 3 guys, right? They've all got 1 and 17 wins. Okay, so that means that Andy North's 2 majors and 1 win are worth less than 17 and 1. So if each major that Andy North is worth 5 wins, that gives him 12. He's still short. So that means by the Andy North barometer we've just established, a major could be worth 6 wins. It's got to be worth 5 or 6 wins because he's not exceeding those guys with 1 and 17. So if we do that math on a bunch of different examples, right, we can start to understand what's a major really worth, right?
Right.
So the wild one that goes against Bob, our thought of the 20 majors and no wins being better than 40 wins and 10 majors. What about Brooks Koepka? Yeah. Brooks Koepka's got 5 majors.
Yeah, that's and 8 wins total.
There's not a whole lot of guys on the planet who have 5 majors. Mm-hmm. But are you ranking Brooks Koepka? You know, he's not going to get ranked as high as anybody else with 5 majors because anybody else with 5 majors has 15, 20, 25 wins. He's the only one.
There's 6 players that have 5 major wins.
Yeah, and then you got Phil with 6, right? So you got, does Ernie have 5? Ernie has 4 or 5. I think Ernie
has
5.
Has 4.
Yeah, he has 4.
It's 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Fado's got 6. Phil's got 6.
Yep. And then of the recent guys, you have to go. So along the 5, here's your 5 guys, okay? Here's your 5 guys.
Wait, don't say 5 guys. I haven't even had
Brooks Koepka, Seve Ballesteros, Peter Thomson, Byron Nelson, John Henry Taylor, and James Braid. And you got to know that James Braid and John Henry Taylor are back at the turn of the century. I'm talking from the 1800s to the 1900s. Yeah.
You might throw Brooks ahead of Peter Thomson, maybe.
Well, he had just 5 right? PGAs or 5. Championships. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anyone who's going to say Brooks was better than Seve Ballesteros? Anyone?
No.
There's no way. You can't even compare those two. Because Seve's got like 80 international wins or something. It's crazy. Yeah. Got a billion.
So here's the question. You're talking about Brooks. Yeah. Okay. And I said this to Brian earlier. Brooks has 8 wins total with 5 majors. Okay. If he were to never win another golf tournament on the PGA Tour or a major championship, does Brooks make it into the World Golf Hall of Fame?
He's got to.
100%.
How can you not be in the world? 100% with 5 majors.
Yep.
He got in the World Golf Hall of Fame when he got to number three.
Yeah. Yeah.
A three's got to get you. How can three majors not get you in the Golf Hall of Fame? Is there anybody with three who's not in it? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know, but I don't think so.
Well, let me take you through some of the guys with three. Danny Shute, Ralph Guldal, Henry Cotton, Jimmy DeMeritt, Kerry Middlecoff, Julius Burrows, Billy Casper, Larry Nelson, Hale Irwin, Nick Price, Payne Stewart, Vijay Singh, Padraig Harrington, Jordan Spieth. Those are some of the guys at three.
So are you ranking Vijay ahead of Brooks for career?
Yes.
What has he got? Two?
He's got three.
He's got three.
And like 40 wins.
A billion wins. Yeah.
I would put Vijay ahead of Brooks.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah,
there's two less majors, but he's trumping on the wins.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think a major's worth about legit major's worth at least five wins at least.
To be the GOAT and the top of the heap and one that will be talked about for millennia, 20 majors, that's it, baby. You're it.
Yeah, it's all about the majors when you go his history down the line years and years later. It's all about the majors. You can't tell me how many tournaments Bob Jones won, can you?
No.
I mean, they're all amateur tournaments, but still, I mean, you do. Nobody even cares. It's only the majors.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about this? If you've got four major championships, there are only 15 players in the history of the game that have more than that. And if you have five major championships, there's only a dozen guys that have ever played that have more. And if you have six, there's only seven guys. I mean, it's pretty crazy, right? I mean, here's your top 10, essentially. Palmer, Snead, Sarazen, Bobby Jones, Harry Vardon have seven. Tom Watson, eight alone. Gary Player and Ben Hogan with nine. Walter Hagen with 11. Tiger with 15. Jack with 18.
Didn't throw Bob Jones in there?
I did. Yeah. I said Bobby Jones had seven with Gene Sarazen and Harry Vardon.
Seven of the professional majors. So, yeah, and think about Phil's career. Six majors and 40-some wins and never was number one in the world, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Seventh best player of all time. Legit.
Yep.
Right? And never sniffed number one because he just happened to play at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
How about all those really great players we'll never know about during the Tom Morris days, huh?
Boy, there's lots of, there's lots of what-ifs running around in this world. Lots of what-ifs. Oh, speaking of interesting things, I had a good conversation with Guy Yoakum about Larry Nelson and got some details on the Vietnam stuff and leading the platoons or the squadron or whatever it was. And, man, I'll tell you what, if you can dig up the read by Guy Yoakum, the story he wrote about Larry Nelson and his career, and it's awesome. It's just like, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Real American Hero stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was devastated by not getting the Ryder Cup captaincy.
Yeah. How about his record in the Ryder Cup?
That's a head scratcher.
So he was 9-0 in his first two Ryder Cups.
Yeah. My dad captained him one. He was 5-0 in the first one.
5-0 in the first one.
You want to hear what my dad said? My dad kept pairing him against Seve.
Right.
And he kept beating him. And Seve came in and he goes, "That Larry Nelson is very, very lucky."
So the cool thing is they got paired. They beat him on Friday. Then they beat him again on Friday. And they go out Saturday. And it must have been the fourth match on Saturday. It was Lanny and Larry.
Yeah.
And they go against, was it Garrido that Seve was paired with? I'm trying to remember, but in the best ball, as I call it, in the best ball on Saturday, apparently they were 8-under on the front nine and they won 5-3. They just dusted them. And then
they were rookies. They were rookies that year.
Larry gets
both those guys
on Sunday in the singles and takes him down. Just tremendous.
Yep. Caddy. Caddy's getting all broken up about that. You're right. He did.
I'm loving it, man.
Let's see.
I'm loving it. Sevy's going, who is this little man trying to be a big man? Eh?
Yeah, he beat him 3-2.
This little man is very, very lucky.
He's very, this Larry's Nelson. He's very, very lucky. Very lucky.
Larry's Nelson.
That's what he called him. He called him Larry's Nelson. Sevy had a lot of respect for Larry Nelson. Oh man,
Watkins and Nelson beat Ballesteros and Garrido 5-4 on Saturday's afternoon.
Yeah, and they were 8-under on the first nine.
They beat him 3-2 in the morning.
They barely played. Larry's going, "Hey Sevy, we only played 27 holes yesterday. I'm feeling pretty rested."
And Friday afternoon, Ballesteros and Garrido beat Zeller and Green 3-2, and Watkins and Nelson beat Gallagher and Barnes 4-3. So they said, okay, the only loss we had on Friday afternoon was to Ballesteros and Garrido. Go get them, Rooks. And they beat them both.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Look at your dad working here, Bob. So on the morning four ball, right? Yeah. Watkins and Nelson takes care of Garrido and Ballesteros. Trevino and Zeller beat James and Brown. Oosterhaus and Faldo fall to Bean and Elder. But Gallagher and Barnes get the better of Irwin and Mahaffey, okay? So Gallagher and Barnes, the only win in the morning session. So what does your dad do? He throws Watkins and Nelson at him in the afternoon and then takes care of him. And the only win that afternoon was Ballesteros and Garrido. So what's your dad do? Threw Watkins and Nelson at him on the next day. Like, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, he had a saying, you know what? Pair the rookies together and let them go out. They don't know any different.
They don't know any better, yeah.
No, exactly. And they're excited to be there and they don't know any better. So pair the rookies together. Rooks, go get them.
I don't know if I was to go back and look at all of the Ryder Cups that I've watched in my lifetime, if there's that same pattern. Is there that pattern? Maybe that's totally normal, but that doesn't stand out to me where, hey, those guys, maybe it's because we were losing pretty much every match. So it's hard to identify the little leak when the whole dam is burst open. But anyway, that's pretty cool. That's pretty good captaining by your dad there. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were headed off on another spot there. Well, Caddy.
Well, his two things were play strength with strength and throw the rookies out. Let them go.
I love it. That's awesome. Hey, that was a fun discussion. I didn't know we were going to necessarily go there, but that was really good stuff. Caddy, thanks for your time, man. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That was the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. We'll continue the show next. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Hit us up on X at Real Golf and download us where your favorite podcasts are found. Great to be with you here on Flagship Station 97.5, the KSL Sports on, and wherever you happen to access the show. Thanks again for being with us. We've had a good conversation with the caddy. I love that we got into some Ryder Cup stuff. We got a little Seve impersonation from him. And, yeah, your dad was a deft captain there, Bob. Deft like Jack, as we like to say, those of us that are Pirates fans.
Witty Jack.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I got a few things that I want to cover here. Okay. Before we get into some of the serious stories, did you see the Phil Mickelson invitation to his so-called fans that he put out on his social this week?
No, I didn't see it, but I heard it just a few moments ago when you did it off air for me.
He is referring to, apparently his new fan club are the Schmoes. Okay. So there's got to be some, basically he says, oh, hey, when calling all Schmoes, you want a piece of me, basically, you want to play against me and another high flyer, well then, you know, register to become a Schmo and give it your shot. Well, so basically he's calling his fans Schmoes. This fits right. Bob, if you're trying to recreate your image from the guy that basically completely turned the tour on its ear and caused all this disruption or division over the last 3 years of professional golf, this is what you're going to do. You're going to, you know, capture that charm by referring to any of your fans that follow you and want to be a part of what you're doing as Schmoes, as in Joe Schmo, as in
Joe Schmo.
You're nobody, you're nothing, you're average, you're a plebe, you're a peon compared to me.
You're just an ordinary guy.
Compared to me, you should be so lucky to have an opportunity to interact with Fig Jam. So like it fits that narrative. Like it fits his narcissist narrative. Like it's just amazingly, like, I can't believe that that's the idea that he would go after. Was this his idea? Had to have been Phil's idea. If there's a Phil idea out there, it's to call his fans Schmoes.
Yep.
Sorry.
I don't get it.
I don't find it an endearing term, Phil.
No.
I don't want to be your Schmo.
Neither.
And he says it with great arrogance. Now, he'll be on. He'll be the first to say, oh, gosh, you guys don't understand sarcasm.
Yeah.
I get sarcasm. I don't think it's sarcastic. I think your dad's serious.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what. There's definitely some Schmoes out there that can put him in his place right now and beat him.
Well, the Schmoes? Wait a minute. Bob wants money on the Schmo?
I'll take money on the Schmo.
You know, for Phil, it's
problem
all about
is
odds.
He'll pick somebody that's not good and that's not that good.
So they're going to screen him. You got to be like a really bad
Schmo. Yeah, he's
going to
screen him so he can make sure he wins.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to lose to a Schmo. What does that make Phil? If he loses to the Schmo, what does that make Phil? You're one of us, Phil.
I don't want to say.
You're one of us. You become
a loser. Loser schmo.
Lower than the schmo. You can't even hang with the schmo if you don't beat him. If you call him a schmo and you don't beat him, then you are less than schmo. You're schmoless.
Schmoless. Oh, I like that.
All right. So I just had to throw that out there. I don't know. Tell me. You want to be part of that? This is the club you want to be a part of? Hey, sign me up for the Phil Schmo Club. I'm in with that. That sounds fun. Put me down. Mm-hmm. No. You guys tell me what you think on that. All right. We talked a little Olympics. You mentioned, so we do have some, speaking of international competition, the next one coming up is President's Cup. And we got some news, but as predicted, not that it was very hard to see this one coming, but it's official now, huh?
Yeah, Keegan Bradley, he becomes now a vice captain for Jim Furyk's squad. He's the fourth assistant captain for the U.S. team, and the other captains are Stuart Sink, Justin Leonard, Kevin Kisner, and Keegan Bradley will be the fourth. So I think it's a great move by the President's Cup captain to be able to give some experience to Keegan Bradley, as he is now the Ryder Cup captain for next year's Ryder Cup. So, I think this will be good stuff for him to be able to look and see what's going on, especially with the players and how the interaction goes with those guys that have been around it for quite a while.
Okay, so you said it's Furyk, Sink, and who was the other one besides Kiz?
Justin Leonard.
Justin Leonard. Wow.
Yep. And you can guarantee that Tiger will be consulted on it and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Boy, so. You know, listening to that lineup, it makes me even more certain that getting a guy like Keegan Bradley is the right way to go for the President of the Ryder Cup. It just feels like we need some to shake it up. We need something different.
New blood. Yeah. Younger blood.
Yeah. It's time. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, look what Luke Donald did for that European team. I mean, there was a time that Monty and, you know, the Gallaghers and the, you know.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing interesting about that, too, is, you know, he pulled Molinari and some of the other guys in there. And guys that had a little bit more understanding with data and, you know, stats and all that kind of thing to help put these guys together that perform better and that kind of thing. So a younger type of a player now going to be the Ryder Cup captain. He can bring in some of those guys that will kind of incite the team to and understand how to make the team play better.
You think Kiz ends up on the Ryder Cup vice captaincy?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely put him.
Those are the kind of guys, right, that are sort of ready for that next step.
Yeah,
doubt. Even though the problem is, has Kiz made Ryder Cup? I know he's made President's Cup. Has he made Ryder Cup?
I think he's played one Ryder Cup, maybe.
I'd have to look that up. But, you know, if you're going to put him in, if you're going to line him up to be maybe a potential captain, you probably need to go with some guys that maybe have a little bit more Ryder Cup experience. Maybe. I don't know. But I think Kiz is... He's one of those guys, like, he's pretty fiery, too, right? I mean, he's a guy a guy you could probably get behind. He's in that Keegan Bradley kind of mold.
He's the bulldog guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he is. So, also, along with that, President's Cup, there was a little bit of an adjustment after the last signature event. So, we still have Scottie Scheffler, Xander, Colin Morikawa, Wyndham Clark, Sahith Agala, and Patrick Cantlay in the top six. Then the next six are Tony Finau, Russell Henley, Max Homa, Brian Harman, Akshay Bhatia, and Chris Kirk. So Kirk Sam Burns in. And Sam Burns is at 13, Justin Thomas at 14. So Keegan at 17.
He's
going to be the captain.
I really don't want him to make that team.
No, he's not going to.
As much as I'd love to see him.
Yeah.
You know, do it and for his own career, because I know how much he loves it. He's still got that bag, you know, and all that stuff. It's just like he's got an opportunity here as a captain. I don't think you can do it. I get it. The Tiger did it at the President's Cup. I think President's Cup's different. The Ryder Cup, I think you got to have that full attention. It's too much going on anymore.
Yep. So on the European side or the international side, you've got Hideki Matsuyama, Sungjae Im, Tom Kim, Jason Day, Ben On, and Adam Scott as the top six. And then lurking, as we've talked about with Captain Mike Weir, you've got Corey Connors at 8, Canadian. Nick Taylor at 10, Canadian.
In.
Adam Hadwin at 11, Canadian.
In.
And Taylor Pendrith at 13, Canadian.
Take them all, Mike.
Take them all. I mean, four of them.
I've stood like.
And Mackenzie Hughes at 15. Five of them.
Who does he have to give up, though? Who do you pass over in that top 12 to get him?
Well, and there's a lot of guys, and a lot of guys are playing really, really good. So you've got Minwoo Lee. You've got Cam Davis. You already said Nick Taylor. And Christian Bezuidenhout. Siwoo Kim. Ryan Fox. Emiliano Grillo. Eric Van Rooyen. Yeah, there's some good players.
Hmm.
There's some really good guys.
We talked about this when Mike was made the captain. If you can pack as many Canadians as possible in there, you turn that thing into a massive home game.
And
get that Canadian fan riled up. Man, that's what you need. You need a massive home course advantage. You have to.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And I'll tell you what.
And I'll guarantee you he knows that.
It's not very often. Well, is it very often? Who was the captain in Australia when against Tiger? Was that Ernie? Or was it an Aussie?
I really don't.
I can't remember off the top of my head. But it seems that it's not necessarily. I know Gary Player was in South Africa when Ernie Els and Tiger went head-to-head.
Yep.
And look, how close was that one, right?
Yeah,
So
exactly.
I think you got your captain from that country. I just don't think it always happens that you have the captain in the home country.
Right.
So this is an opportunity to stack it up. Where's these like Gretzky over there? So now you throw the rest of the Canadians on board and stack it up, man.
And the thing about it is it seemed like over the last little while that every single one of them is stepping up and they're moving up. I mean, there's five guys outside the top six right now, five guys between 7 and 15. That's 8 spots. There's five guys that are Canadians. They're playing well. And as you get closer with, you know, the playoffs and that kind of thing, you know, those guys, stack it. Stack it, Mike.
I hate to discriminate against the rest of the guys out there that are playing well trying to make that team, but
right.
Your best chance is to have as many Canadians on there as possible. That's my opinion. I know you still got to play and you got to be playing well, right? It doesn't matter where you're from if you're not, if you're not hanging if your game's not hanging. But if these guys are playing good, you got to take them.
Yeah.
FedEx Cup is coming up. We've got playoffs coming up. So I think a lot of people say, I think it's still confusing for people and it changes all the time, right? So taking a look at some of this, it's the top 70 players in the FedEx Cup standing that are eligible for the playoffs with the three events featuring a progressive cut with field starts. So you start with 70 at the FedEx St. Jude Championship.
Yep.
And then it's cut down to 50 for the BMW and then obviously 30 for the Tour Championship.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you need to know. Like, yes, there's a lot of money at stake, but so it's kind of funny with the way the playoffs work, you are playing for the now, but you also are playing to tee up or set up your next season.
Oh yeah.
So here's a couple numbers that come into play. There's still the top 125 that are going to keep their card, but more critical is the top 50 players in the FedEx Cup standings are fully exempt for the next season, which includes the players, all 8 signature events, which includes the majors.
Yep.
Right. So that top 50 number is the one you want to get in. Your table's set. Top 50, you're in FedEx Cup. We're not talking world rankings, we're talking FedEx Cup. Okay. And then 51 to 70 are fully exempt, including the players' championship, but not the signature events. Okay.
Correct.
So think about being number 51. That's not that. I mean, that's still a pretty good year, but you're not in the playoffs or the signature events. And then top 125, like I said, that gets shuffled in a little bit with the FedEx Cup fall, but at least you have a job for the next year. So here's why that's important, because when you start talking FedEx Cup fall, what is your incentive to play FedEx Cup fall? Well, if you're outside the top 50, there is 10 spots in the fall series that's available to that gets you into the two signature events after Kapalua. So it's not getting into Kapalua unless you win. But if you get into Kapalua, that's top. That gives you two signature events. That pretty much sets you up for the rest of the year. Because if you do any good at all, that's free money. And it propels you into getting into that next one. And so on and so forth, right?
Yep.
So that's absolutely why I think you're going to see some more importance, some more weight to the fall events, which means you'll see better players playing in the fall. That's why I think that's important, which is important.
Yeah.
We just talked to Patrick Manning about Black Desert Championship. It's a first-time event, first time back in Utah in 60 years. It's important to have as many good players as possible. You want it to be a successful event.
And, you know, those top 125s are still guys that will be able to play. They just won't be in the signature events. And unless they go on and win, then they become eligible for signature events. But it also gives them, you know, a bunch of starts on the PGA Tour and ensures their card for the next year in all the events that are not signature events. And like we've always said, the meritocracy of the PGA Tour, you work yourself into position to be able to get into those signature events, get in the top 70, get in the top 50, get into the top 30, and become an elite player on the PGA Tour.
Yep, there you go. Here's another thing to keep in mind, that if you were to go on and win the FedEx Cup, you get a $25 million bonus.
Mm,
second place is half that, 12 and a half. Third place gets $7.5 million. Fourth gets six, five, and even five. You finish fifth, you're getting five. Five for five. Five for five. three and a half at six, 2.75, two and a quarter, two. And then, you know, if you're 10th, $1.75 million bonus. Mm. Here's the other thing. The top 10, not only do they give that out, but then the Comcast Business Tour top 10 structure, it's another $8 million if you win that one. So Scotty Scheffler, you start looking at Scotty. Should he go on to win, given what everything he's made so far? He could pile on the other $25 million bonus, another $8 million on the Comcast Business Tour top 10.
Yeah.
What, about $3 million, close to $3 million for winning the tour championship. Yeah. So you pile on that $35 to $36 million onto what has he made already?
28.
And you're looking at $60 to $65 million.
That's exactly right. And that's not winning another tournament between now and then.
And he's probably going to, and he probably gets another one between now and then.
He might get another FedEx Cup playoff event.
Now you're pushing $70 million. And what's his career earnings?
Career earnings right now, I think, including everything he's made this year, the 28, he's at $70 million.
Yeah. So he could literally double his career earnings. Well, hey.
Yeah.
That's the other side of what we just talked about, Bob. There's the grinder side, and then there's the rich get richer side.
That's right.
Hey, hope you enjoy Olympic golf. Thanks to all those who joined us. Dave Glauser's our producer. He's Bob Casper and Brian Taylor. Always great to be with you. We'll see you next week.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.